Welcome to this demonstration of another feature to do with the Apple Watch. In this demonstration, I'll actually be showing you how to pair a Bluetooth device to your Apple Watch. And for this demonstration, I'm actually going to be using my Jambox portable speaker. However, I've also paired my Beats headphones, my Aftershocks headphones, and also to my BEM speaker band. Okay, so first of all, let me just wake up my watch. I'm just going to tap my screen. 10:01:39. Okay, now let me just go into settings. So I'm going to press my digital crown once.
Home.
Now I've arranged my application icons around the clock icon in the middle. So I'm going to touch the middle of my screen on my Apple Watch.
Settings.
Okay, and I've got settings directly under my clock icon. One finger double tap to open up settings. Now, just keep in mind, your settings is going to be somewhere different on your Apple Watch screen as opposed to mine, because I just said that I've actually arranged my icons the way I want them. So let me do one finger flick to the right.
Time. Airplane mode. Bluetooth.
And there's Bluetooth. One finger double tap to open up Bluetooth.
Bluetooth. Back button.
Okay, now I'm going to put my Jambox in pairing mode.
Jambox is in pairing mode, waiting for device to connect.
Touch towards the top of the screen.
Bluetooth. Back button.
And flick through with one finger.
Devices. Heading. Powerbeats wireless, not connected.
And that's my Powerbeats wireless.
More info. Powerbeats wireless, not connected.
Button. And of course, that's where you can unpair the actual device if you wish.
Jambox by Jawbone, not paired.
Okay, that's Jambox by Jawbone, not paired. So my one finger double tap on that.
Jambox by
Jawbone. Just waiting for pairing to take place.
Jambox paired.
Okay, so now, if I now flick back to the left.
Devices, heading.
That's now coming from my Bluetooth speaker, so let me just turn it up. Now flick to the right.
Jambox by Jawbone.
And that's a bit quiet. So remember with VoiceOver, I can adjust the volume of VoiceOver itself. So two finger double tap and hold on the screen, and then I'm going to push my fingers up the screen to increase the volume. So two finger double tap and hold. Hear a bleep. Now push my fingers up towards the top of the screen.
60%, 70%, 80%.
Okay, 80%, flip to the right.
Jambox by Jawbone, connected. More info, Jambox by Jawbone, connected, button.
Okay, and of course, if I turn my Jambox off,
connected.
Okay, I'm now back to my Apple Watch speech running through the internal speaker. So flick to the left.
Jambox by Jawbone, not connected.
Okay, and if I turn my speaker on again. Connected. If I flicked.
Devices, heading. Jambox by Jawbone, connected. More info, Jambox by Jawbone, connected.
Okay,
button.
And as I said previously, that's where I can also disconnect in that more info button, to disconnect my Bluetooth speaker from my Apple Watch if I want to then pair it with my iPhone, for example. If I one finger double tap on that now.
More info, Jambox by Jawbone, back button.
And flick to the right.
Forget device.
Okay, forget device. I can actually forget the device. So flick back to the left.
Jambox by Jawbone, back button.
Okay, one finger double tap on the back button.
Bluetooth, back button.
And we're back to Bluetooth. And of course, if I just press the digital crown once.
Home. Clock.
Okay, I'm back to my main home screen in the middle with the clock icon. If I press my digital crown again once.
Clock face. 10:08:14.
I'm back to the clock face. Now, I just want to go back to the home screen. So I'm going to press the digital crown once again.
Home. Clock.
And I just want to show you there's actually not that much lag when you're flicking around, particularly with the Bluetooth speaker. So if I flick to the left.
Mail.
On the right.
Clock. Music. Messages. Stopwatch. Calculate. Timer. Settings. Photos. Remote.
Okay, flick back to the left.
Photos. Settings. Timer. Calculate. Stopwatch. Messages. Music. Clock.
Okay, so as you can hear, there's not that much delay between me flicking and moving around the screen with a Bluetooth device such as my Jambox speaker here. I'm going to press the digital crown once again.
Clock face. 10:09:05.
And that completes this short demonstration of pairing a Bluetooth device to your Apple Watch. So I'm just going to turn off my speaker and check my screen.
17 degrees.
And I'm back to the clock face screen with the weather icon on it. And that completes this demonstration. So as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.